columnist Sean Radican, joined by my co-host Derek Bergen, for part two of the Radican Audio Showcase for Saturday, November 22nd, 2008. We are back on a dark November weekend. Derek, how are you?
We're doing okay. We're getting ready for Thanksgiving. One thing I never told you about out there, you know about my two Yorkies. Certainly people hear them in the back and can't stand them as much as I can. But my girlfriend has been a little lonely because I work a lot of hours. And one of the things I got for her birthday is she wanted birds and she wanted fish. So we got these little finches, which are like mini birds, like humming type fucking birds. And then we have a saltwater tank. No fish in there yet, but we're getting that ready. But the fish, I mean the birds, don't get along. So now they're in split cages, and it's just more stress and aggravation. So welcome to pet ownership.
Well, you're experiencing the joys of love, and I got the news yesterday that one of my best friends, his wife is pregnant, and I think that marks the end of his social life as he knows it. It's great news. And,
is it true you found out on Facebook?
Yeah. His wife's status changed to pregnant. I was feeling a little down yesterday, and I told you a story, and got me thinking about a lot of different things. And you know, we have James Caldwell on Facebook, and his status recently changed to in a relationship, and now he's got all sorts of pictures up on his Facebook of him and his girlfriend taking what do they call them, the photo booths or whatever?
Yeah, one of those little cute, neat type things.
Yeah, you know, like you see on a sitcom, they're in there, you know.
Yeah, they're the couple that you want to strangle.
Yeah, posing together and clearly happily in love, and you just want to puke. And, of course, you know, there's the... It puts a lot of stress on the showcase, you know, your girlfriend's work schedule, we have to work around it, and now I think my life as I know it, I mean, I think maybe somehow my only strategy to combat this is to get in a relationship of my own so I have an excuse not to do anything anymore.
Maybe Pat McNeil's Miss Ann can hook you up with someone else.
Yeah, maybe she knows some people who, some women who tolerate men who watch wrestling every waking hour of their free time.
John, this is my best friend mistake. I think you two would get along great.
But I think we'll talk about it later. I think tomorrow might be the end of an era, or at least one of the final steps of me and my friends going to wrestling together. But anyways.
Marriage already... with your friend when he got married, it already really cut into your time shared together. And I think the women, when they get their hooks into you, they really want to take away everything you like about life and fill it up with them. I don't know, it's their world domination plan. And now that they have the baby, she has that one other hook of the catch line of, you're leaving me and your baby alone to go to whatever he wants to do, fantasy football, you know, wrestling with Sean. So they have the last chance of hope you got of having your own life and identity. It's gone. It's from Starship Troopers. It's your brain getting sucked out into the alien queen. So goodbye.
Yep. So got us to thinking about relationships and wrestling. And what is the first one you recall fondly? I think
my first one was
Macho Man Elizabeth.
Yeah, definitely. On WWE TV when there was barely any women at all, and then you had this, you know, most beautiful woman in the world, as far as I was concerned at the time, and her love relationship with Macho Man. It was just, it's hard to imagine now because wrestling changed so much, but back then it was still corny and hokey, but it was still something that you could believe in. And when they had their engagement, I don't want to say engagement, but when he asked her to marry him, it was actually a big moment on TV, and I think it built to the wedding was on a SummerSlam, if I remember right. It was on a pay-per-view, right?
I believe so. Yeah, they did it at SummerSlam, maybe.
And it certainly was very memorable. You know, you had, I think it was Jake the Snake who gave the gift of the snake. A very bad hokey snake bit Jake, I think. And there's a whole bunch of storylines going along. I think it was all about reinstatement and things. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm confusing a bunch of things. But it seemed to be very memorable at the time and a major point in my wrestling fandom.
Yeah, that was and then more recently, let's think of some others. Of course, that sent the benchmark. Now, if it were realistic, wouldn't Macho Man just disappear with his wife at some point or something? But he wore the britches in the relationship, apparently. And,
the follow-up wedding for me couldn't have been too much longer after that, and it was Uncle Elmer and all those cousins. They had the Hillbilly Jim cousins, and I don't know even who he married. I think it was a Miss Ann type situation. It was just a girl's name. You know, she was never on TV. You know, it was just a Miss somebody. And I just remember it being absolutely horrible. I can't remember any particular details. I just remember that's something that you're going to see on WrestleCrap.com one day. It was just the low point of wrestling. And it was probably they took something that worked. We didn't follow ratings back then. We didn't care. You know, things about like that. But I bet the Randy Savage Elizabeth stuff showed some interest from fans, and they thought they could just do it again. And there's just no way it replicated the same success. It was miserable.
I remember during the Attitude Era, there was there was Test and Stephanie, and that led into Triple H and Stephanie. And that was a fond memory of when Triple H kidnapped her and had her drugged in his car at the when they were supposed to get married.
Yeah.
So you can see that love.
Didn't they do the drive-through wedding?
Yeah. And love just doesn't always go well in wrestling these days. And more recently,
we know about Triple H and Stephanie now, and how they're going to eventually take over wrestling. But it really killed two guys who were, at the time, I mean, you had Chris Jericho when he won the Unified Belt, and he was, you know, picking up, was her dog's name Lucy? Her dog shit while her and Triple H ran the show. And it was also Kurt Angle was making a play for Stephanie, and it's such a wonderful storyline that eventually went nowhere, you know, because Triple H never let Kurt Angle get the girl, the babyface. And it was basically, you know, two characters who are obviously still stars today. But, I mean, it would have pushed them to megastardom with these great storylines and instead they were both basically cut off at the knees.
Yeah, that was an awesome Angle-Stephanie thing. I remember I couldn't wait to see SummerSlam that year, to see the match, and that was a hot storyline. That got squished, and love doesn't always work out, as we saw. And in wrestling, we had, Matt Hardy and Lita were together as a Team Extreme for a long time, and they had their deal, and then it became Kane and Lita, and that was a lot of fun.
Was there a wedding segment? Was that the one when Trish Stratus came out, like in the hottest outfit in the history of WWE? Oh, man, was that fantastic.
Made you want to leave your girlfriend type of outfit. Yeah, she was ridiculous back in the day, and then,
has there been any positive relationships in the Ring of Honor universe? We had the Jimmy Lacey, which started off wonderfully with that great video that Jimmy Jacobs did, the ballad, the Lacey ballad, and then progressed into him possibly killing her. I mean, one of those unresolved Ring of Honor storylines. But what else has happened? We have the Daisy Hayes sneaking around, causing Delirious to snap. The Jade Chung was used as a stepping stool for the embassy.
I don't think there's any relationships. CM Punk's girlfriend got kidnapped and beaten by the Prophecy.
That was Lucy. Now Lucy was Daphne, right, from WCW?
Yep.
Am I remembering? Okay.
Yep. Trying to think of others.
How about TNA? Well, we had SoCal Val and Jay Lethal most recently. You know, rip-off. Well, not rip-off. I'm sure they're paying homage to the characters, but